This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Shabbos Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph Hamoitzei Yayin Kedei Mezigas HaKois. The minimum amount of undiluted wine for which one is liable for carrying on Shabbos is enough to mix with water and produce a cupful for Birkas HaMazon. Cholov Kedei Gemio, milk enough for one swallow. Devash Kedei Litein Alakosis, honey enough to rub on the bruised back of a horse or a donkey, which is less than the minimum amount one would eat. Shemen kedei losuch ever katan, oil enough to rub on the smallest toe of a newborn baby. Mayim kedei loshuf bohen esakilor, water enough to mix with medicine rubbed on the eye. Ushar kol hamashkin berevius, all other drinks is a revius. V'chol hashayifchin berevius, waste water, which is used for mixing mortar, is a revius. Reb Shimon Aymer kulan berevius. Reb Shimon argued on the entire Mishnah and said that the standard amount for all these liquids is a revius. V'lo amru kol hashi'urin halalu el lematzniyehen. And the smaller amounts were said only if someone who saved them and thereby show that even these small amounts are important to him. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Ches Mishnah Beis, Hamaitzi Chevel Kedei Laseis Oizen Lekupo, rope, the minimum amount for which one is liable for carrying on Shabbos, is enough to make a handle for a basket. Gemi Kedei Laseis Telai Lenafa Ulekvara, reeds, and as long as it has the amount enough to make a hook to hang a sieve. Reb Yehuda Omer Kedei Litol Mimenu Midas Minol Lakotan, Reb Yehuda said, as long as the reed is enough to measure the foot of a child for shoes. Nior Kedei Lichtov Olav Kesher Meichsin, paper enough to write a receipt of payment for customs tax. V'hamaitzi kesher meichsin chayov, one who carries a blank paper of this size or a written receipt is liable. Nir machuk, erased paper on which nothing else can be written. Kedei lichroich al pi tzeloiches ketana shel palyotain, the size enough to wrap over the opening of a small perfume bottle. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Ches Mishnah Gimel, or leather, the minimum amount of which one is liable for carrying on Shabbos. Kedei laseis kamio, enough to cover an amulet. Klaf, kedei lichtov olav parsha ketana shebetvilin shishma Yisrael, parchment, the size is enough to write the smallest parsha of tefillin, which is Shema Yisrael. Di'oi, kedei lichtov shtei oisyos, ink, enough to write two letters. Kechol, kedei likchol ayin echos, eye makeup, enough to paint one eye, since modest women would cover their faces, leaving only one eye exposed, but would paint their revealed eye. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet, Devek Kedei Litein Beroish HaShavsheves, the minimum amount of which one is liable for carrying on Shabbos when it comes to glue, enough to spread on a board to catch birds that land on it. Zephes V'Gofres Kedei Lases Nekev, tar and sulfur, enough to seal the top of a mercury bottle and leave a small hole through which to pour the mercury. Shavo, kedei liten al pi nekev katan, wax, enough to cover a small hole. Charsis, kedei lases pi kor shel tzarfei zahav, crushed bricks, enough to prepare the hole through which the bellows are inserted in a kiln. Reb Yehuda Aymer Kedei Lases Pitput, Reb Yehuda said enough to make the leg of the kiln. Subin kedei litein al pi kor shel tzarfei zahav. Bran, enough to light a gold kiln. Sid, kedei losud ketana shebebanois. Plaster, enough to remove unwanted hair from a girl's smallest finger. Reb Yehuda Omer kedei lasis kilkul. Reb Yehuda said, enough to smooth back the hair at her temples. Reb Nechemya Omer kedei lasis andifi. Reb Nechemya said, enough to smooth the hair beneath her temples. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Shabbos Perik Ches Mishnah Hey. Adama, earth. Kechoysam Hamartzufim. Enough to seal shut a sack with a signet. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is according to Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim oimrim kechoysam ho'igrois. According to the Chachamim, enough to seal a letter. Zevil v'chol hadak. Dung and fine sand. Kedei lezabel kelech shel kruv. Enough to fertilize a cabbage. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is according to Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim oimim kedei lezabel kereisho. According to the Chachamim, enough to fertilize a leek, which is smaller than a cabbage. Choyl hagas, coarse sand. Kedei litein al mloi kaf sid. Enough to mix with a spoon's worth of plaster. Kone, a reed. Kedei lasais kulmois, large enough to use as a pen. Ve'im haya ava o meusas, if it is too thick or broken to be used for a pen. Kedei levashel bo beitza kalo shebebeitzim, enough to cook a chicken egg, which is the fastest egg to cook. Terufa, mixed with oil. Unisuna bo ilfos, on a pan, which makes it cook even faster. And that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Shabbos Perik Ches Mishnah Vav. Etzem, a bone. Kedei lasais tarvod, large enough to make a trowel. Reb Yehuda Omer kedei lasais mimenu chof. Reb Yehuda said, large enough to make a tooth of a key. Zechuchis, a piece of glass. Kedei ligur bo rosh hakirkar, large enough to sharpen a weaving needle. Tzirur oyeven, a stone. Kedei lizraik ba'if, large enough to throw at a bird. Rabbi Eliezer bar Yaakov Omer, kedei lizraik ba'behema. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, large enough to throw at an animal, since one does not need a stone to chase away a bird. It is enough just to shout out it. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Shabbos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin, Cheres, a broken pottery shard. Kedei litein bein patsim l'chaveiroi, enough to place between building boards to keep them straight. Divrei Reb Yehuda, this is according to Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir Omer, kedei lachtos bei es ha'or. Reb Meir said, enough to move a hot coal. Reb Yosi Omer, kedei lekabel bei revias. Reb Yosi said, enough to hold a revias of water. Oma Rabbi Meir, afa pi she'ein ray ledover, zeich ledover. Reb Meir said that although there is no clear proof, there is a hint from this pasuk. Velo yimotze, there shall not remain. Bim chitosoi, among his ruins. Cheres, a shard. Lachtois eish miyakud, large enough to lift a coal. Omar loy Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi replied back, Misham raya. V'lach soif mayim migeve. Rabbi Yosi said that the same pasuk is actually a proof for him, since the pasuk then continues and says, or to draw water from a pit. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.